Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited-time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
This is Sports Overnight America, the weekend recap with Andy Dorf.
Welcome in, everybody. What a week. What a weekend. Wow. Man, oh, man. I'm glad I get to talk to you about it right here on the weekend recap in Sports Overnight America. Get at me, 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Please check out my website, too. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. Tiger Woods back on top of the world, people. I don't know if there's a better story that we're ever going to have in sports. When you think about what this guy went through off the field, off the course, in his real life, and then bam. I mean, in all honesty, it's unbelievable. We all look for the crash, the car crash. We all want to see the car crash. But I think we all want to see a guy also come back from the car crash. And how do they respond from that car crash? Well, it's taken a long time. Tiger wins first Masters since 2005, people. 2005. That's a long, long time ago. The guy's 43 years old now. And the way he was able to go out there and compete with the young guys that used to look up to him, wow. That's all I can say is wow. What an unbelievable, impressive performance from one of the greatest of all time. And maybe when it's all said and done, will be the greatest of all time. 15 major championships now. 18 is the number that he has to get to Jack. And he's that much closer to it. I don't know if I ever thought it was going to happen. I really don't think I ever thought it was. I thought the days of Tiger Woods dominating the competition and looking in the rearview mirror on a Sunday were all over. But people. He's back on top of the golf world. Tiger Woods winning at the Masters for the first time since 2005. Unbelievable stuff, man. Can't believe it. Anyways, I know the music's going. I know I got to take a quick pause for the cause. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Weekend Recap, and we're just getting started right here on Sports Overnight America.
Remember in the beginning? When you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. That's 800-957-6063.
Taming the briar patch, mowing the lawn, trimming the Yeti. Whatever you call it, it's about time we talk about manscaping. Guys, you manscape, right? You know, keep things trimmed and fresh below the waist. 9 out of 10 women of all ages prefer their guy manscaped. But you gotta have the right tools for the jewels, or you'll look like you used a machete. Pop over to manscaped.com and check out their perfect package. Not that perfect package. The Manscaped Perfect Package 2.0 that was a smash hit on Shark Tank. It features the lawnmower, a precision trimmer engineered for below-the-waist grooming. Its skin-safe technology means no more accidental nicks and burns. Check out the lawnmower and the amazing grooming and hygiene products that come with your perfect package. What's that saying? Trim the shrubs and the tree stands taller? Get 20% off plus free shipping today. Visit manscaped.com and use promo code RING. Again, use promo code RING at manscaped.com. Manscaped.com.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
It's the Weekend Recap with Andy Dore.
Well, it's springtime in the valley on Magnolia Lane. It's the August National and the master of the game.
That's right, man. The master of the game, Tiger Woods, right now on top of the golf world once again. 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on Twitter, Dorf on Sports, Dorf Online. Check out the website. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. Unbelievable. Just unbelievable, man. That's all I can say. He made the golf world shake once again. He made the golf world erupt once again. He made the golf world realize that Tiger Woods still has something left in the tank. Again, I'm flabbergasted, man. Flabbergasted by the performance. All weekend and in total control of himself. Something we haven't seen in so long. So calm, so cool, so collected, and then boom, when it got all said and done, Tiger Woods finally let those emotions out. Shared it with his kids, man. Pretty cool stuff. Really cool stuff. Speaking of cool stuff, let me get you some scores from around the NBA as we have now reached that time of the year, people. There is a bunch of things going on. I mean, the Tiger Woods story is absolutely enormous. It's huge. But there's a lot of things happening in the sports world that I need to touch upon. And then we'll decide how we delegate most of the time and how we talk about the week that was and the weekend that's still going on for some of you people. But in the NBA, man, some games that happened on Sunday. Celtics win a game where scoring was definitely at a premium. 84-74 over the Pacers. Trailblazers win a tight one over the Thunder, 104-99. Milwaukee all over the Detroit Pistons, who played without Blake Griffin, but I don't think it would have mattered if Blake Griffin played. 121-86. Rockets all over the Jazz as well. They win 122-90. And the takeaway from the games that happened on Sunday was Houston and Milwaukee really came out and played exceptional basketball. What happened on Saturday was a little bit more exciting in the sense of you had more upsets. You had more things that you maybe didn't think would happen. However, with that being said, the Nets and the Magic both playing extremely well coming into the playoffs. So what happened was the Nets go on the road to Philadelphia. They win 111-102. Magic get it done in Toronto, 104-101. The Warriors all over the Clippers, 121-104, and the Nuggets go down at home to the Spurs, 101-96. And the takeaways from those games were that the road teams obviously came to play. We know that because three out of four of the teams on the road that day won those games. But we also learned that Kevin Durant is, how do I say this politically correct? He's a jerk. He's just not a good dude. Patrick Beverley is one of those guys that gets in your mug. He gets in your grill. He agitates you. He gets under your skin. He bothers you, right? That's what Patrick Beverley, that's his job. That's what he's supposed to do. He did it really well against Kevin Durant the other day. Kevin Durant didn't like it. Kevin Durant reacted in ways where I don't think he had to. And I don't know what most people's opinion of Kevin Durant is, but my opinion of Kevin Durant is that he's kind of an overgrown baby. He feels this sense of entitlement. And when anybody kind of steps up to him, well, he's going to try to act like a real tough guy, especially a guy like Patrick Beverley. So right now, I'm not too up on Kevin Durant. But with that being said, Steph Curry had a fantastic day. Dude had 38 points, 15 rebounds, 7 assists, but more importantly, he takes over now as the all-time leading three-point shooter in NBA playoff history, and he did in like half the games that Ray Allen did it in. So this guy can shoot the lights out, man. And the Golden State Warriors are, this may be their last chance at a run with this group anyway. And maybe that's why the emotions are riding even that much higher for a guy like Kevin Durant. Because maybe in the back of his mind, he knows that in the offseason, obviously the questions come because he keeps signing these one-year contracts, but maybe it's time where he does go. And maybe he goes to New York, maybe he goes to LA. I don't know where he goes. Maybe he stays in Golden State. But maybe he's thinking about some of those things right now. And maybe if I'm Patrick Beverley and Doc Rivers, I say to myself, let's get under Kevin Durant's skin as much as possible. Let's see how much we can distract this guy from doing what we know that he can do on the basketball floor, which is be an assassin. He's a straight-out killer. We know that. But if I'm Patrick Beverley and I'm Doc Rivers, I make it my obligation. I make it my number one priority to get under the skin of Kevin Durant as much as possible and to create as much chaos for him. And let's see if we can get him to erupt more than once in this series. And I don't mean by scoring points. I mean in a negative way where he's going to get technical fouls. Because those things will add up. And maybe along the line or along the way, he will hurt his team and not be able to play a game. Got to keep it cool, man. Got to keep it cool. And now for the 76ers and the Toronto Raptors, there's a little bit of sense of an urgency for them. You let a couple of young teams that really have absolutely nothing to lose go out there and take away home court advantage in game one. And maybe DJ Augustin is like the best kept secret in the NBA. Dude's got ice in his veins, man. 25 points, hits that game winning shot, throws in a couple rebounds and 6 assists to go along with the nice performance. But again, just draining that huge shot. So the Raptors have their back against the wall. The Sixers have their back against the wall. And all those people that were so up on the Sixers, dude, when your best player, Joel Embiid, can't stay on the floor, you know what? Don't be so up on that team. Let's see them play together for a while. That's another thing, man. When guys just get together, it's hard to put it all together and really see how that chemistry comes together right away. Unless you've been doing all year long like those Milwaukee Bucks have. And how does Denver respond? Their back is against the wall as well. San Antonio went in there and they stole home field advantage, home court advantage. Greg Popovich, man. Dude takes a team like that and just does some serious damage. And then along the way, he is now the most winningest coach in NBA history. 1,413 victories, passing Lenny Wilkins at 1,412 and Don Nelson at 1,410. Wow, man. Unbelievable stuff. All right, I got to take a break. I know that I'm going to do that. So keep it close, everybody. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Weekend Recap, and this would be Sports Overnight America. I'll be right back.
Here's a pass down low to Durant. Puts it up and in on the long feed from Curry. Durant's got 32 in this game 7.
Anderson is on Steph. With a drive and a feed and a steal at Ariza. Out to Paul. Ahead of Green. Hold on!
A little too high. Let him a little bit too much.
Iguodala. Curry catch.
My goodness.
Shoot. 3. Beautiful shot.
This is Sports Overnight America, the Weekend Recap with Andy Dorn.
I'm Tiger Woods. I'm Tiger Woods. Whee!
Pedro Fernandez here. You might know me as the host of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, but this time I'm here to talk about that four-letter word everybody dreads, pain. If you have back pain or knee pain like I do, hey, you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. I'm talking about if Medicare is your primary medical insurance, and guess what? You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. Anything to help me with the pain, hey, makes it more manageable, gets my attention, folks. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for your back, ankle, knee, or shoulder, guess what? Give the Health Alert Hotline a call, toll-free, 1-800-428-1570, 1-800-428-1570. You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge, 1-800-428-1570, the Health Alert Hotline, 1-800-428-1570.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean, Europe, Hawaii, Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest-rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A-plus online rating.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
This is Sports Overnight America, the weekend recap with Andy Dorf.
Welcome back in, everybody. Get at me. Let's talk about the craziness that was Tiger Woods winning the Masters for the first time since 2005. Unbelievable. 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on the Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Please check out the website, too. DorfOnSportsRadio.com. Just amazing, man. Seriously. 43 years old. Guy was washed up. The car crash happened. And then, bam. The car was rebuilt. And we saw it all happen over the weekend. Great stuff. Great stuff. Lot to talk about in the sports world, people. Could talk NBA basketball. We can talk Major League Baseball. We can talk NHL hockey playoffs as well. But that Tiger Woods deal is definitely on top of my mind. Let's jump out to the phones. Let's see what's on the minds of you, the listener. Mitch in Santa Monica, my friend. You are up. Andy Dorf, weekend recap, sports overnight. America, brother, you're up, man. What's going on?
I was calling to talk about the Brewers-Dodgers game. No, even though Mitch in Santa Monica was not going to the Brewers-Dodgers game, because Mitch in Santa Monica was up at 6:30 in the morning setting his alarm so he could watch potentially one of the greatest moments in all of sport. And it lived up to exactly what it was. I mean, today, and you know what? I actually beg to differ with you, Andy. You know, in golf, and especially with Tiger, no one ever, ever looked for the car crash with Tiger Woods. They never did. He brought that on himself, and then some people kind of jumped off the Tiger bandwagon because of the social issues that were going on with him at the time. But everyone, I think, you know, that was Tiger fans, was just like, we believe in you. We believe in you. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. And I think more of the golf fans, more much like Mitch in Santa Monica, believed more in Tiger than Tiger believed in him. And we're just waiting and waiting. And then you even said that you never believed in this. I've been on this show a number of times saying he's going to do it. He will be back. And today was such a day. I mean, to throw back to the first one when he wins and his father's there, and then now to have it with his kids, and for me to have kids when I didn't have kids back then, I have kids now, to relish in what I do and be able to share with my dad what he did and all that. I mean, today was one of the most special days in sports in history. I mean, I'm plus 50 years going around the sun, and I've never, ever experienced a day like today. It was magical. I shed a tear. Max in Berkeley, my son, he was crying. We were on the phone. We were crying together watching this thing because it just was one of those common unifying moments in that only sport can give you, in which you come together with your friends and your family and you're witnessing something that you know is just transcending. It's not sport. It's transcending life. And it makes something so special, the moment so special, that you just want to share it. You want to go on social media. You want to call your brother. You want to call your mother. You want to call your father. You want to call your son or your daughter. You talk to your wife or the guy on the street. I talked to someone I had to troubleshoot something with my phone system, and we ended up talking about Tiger Woods today. He transcends sports. There's so few athletes in our I mean, Muhammad Ali, Tiger Woods. I mean, I don't know. Come up with another couple names. It's hard to. This guy transcends it, and yes, in some way, but I don't think in the way that Tiger did. Worldwide recognition. Tiger is probably the most world recognized figure there is, more than any head of state. We said, and Muhammad Ali. I don't think Jordan ever got to that point. I really don't.
Look, I'll give you this, man. It was an unbelievable sight to see. Getting his 15th major championship. He's that much closer to Jack now, who has 18. Look, I agree with you 100% in the sense of this was a moment that you saw, you know, golfers of all ages, man, spectators of all ages, just completely enjoying and embracing this moment with Tiger Woods. And you know, look, yes, you're right. I've said I never thought that the guy would do this, and I also think that Tiger really didn't necessarily believe that he could actually do this once again. And you know what? Now that he's done it, what happens next? You know, I mean, do we expect Tiger to continue and just continue to go out there and have success at majors now? U.S. Open, would you expect him to go out there now and have an unbelievable run at the U.S. Open as well? And should we expect Tiger to be in the mix on Sundays at majors now, Mitch?
Absolutely. I mean, they're playing Black Page for the PGA. They're playing Pebble Beach, where he ripped up Pebble Beach. I mean, you cannot discount what he's been doing since he won in Atlanta last year. He has been, and he's talked about it. I don't think I saw his post-game interview on Golf Channel, but he's talked about it. He's been working the last 6 months in these tournaments, and I bet when I saw him and with my son, when we saw him here at Riviera, he's working on shots to get to the Masters. I mean, this is the level of deep that a player like Tiger Woods is. When he's in the tournament, he's thinking about, all right, I have this shot here at Riviera on 10, but that kind of is sort of like my shot at 6 at the Masters. So I'm going to practice now working the ball right to left. You know, I mean, that's the type of guy that this guy is. He is so cerebral in what he does and to assassinate his game and to take it to the next level and to have him then share it with his kids at the end. I mean, he was, you could tell he was an emotional wreck. He's never screamed like that. You know, we usually see like the physical outburst, but the actual vocal outburst from him was absolutely so heartwarming. It just dug to the core. It was one of those special moments. I mean, listen, CBS, they didn't know what to do. You know what they did? They replayed the whole thing again because of that special circumstance today where the Masters, by the way, you know, brought it. They brought the tee times way early. They put them off on threesomes on the back nines, which, by the way, in terms of television, oh, my God, it was fireworks. For 6 hours straight, we were getting fireworks going back and forth, because you had all this golf going on. It was fantastic. I mean, you know, and by the way, for those of you who watched it or maybe didn't watch it, you know, 12 happens with the implosion of Molinari, and yeah. Tiger takes the lead. But then Xander Schauffele, he takes the lead at 13. And, he, you know, granted, he's ahead, and there's more holes to play, but there's a point where all of a sudden the leaders are in second place and the group behind them. And then Koepka kind of implodes. But you had all these, then, if you want to call them kids, but the guys that look up to Tiger are congratulating him, and Bernhard Langer is there as he walks off. I mean, it was just such a sight. And you can tell that Tiger is such a fixture at Augusta National. As he's walking through the crowd off 18 to go sign his card, and he's saying hello and hi and getting hugs and kisses from all these people who, you know, some of us we recognize, some of them we don't, but these are people that he knows and he's friends with, because he is the Masters. He is golf. He transcends the sport. He has made the sport. He has made every one of those guys on the tour right now 10 times the money they say that they would be getting if he hadn't come on the scene. He is
well,
the man.
Well, not only that. Not only that, I think he's made those players better today. And obviously the working out that he did back in the day, and now it's everybody on the course that's in great shape. He's made it more of an athletic type sport. And I think that's what's also very cool is, you know, these young guys that have looked up to him now are having the opportunity to see this guy turn it back. I mean, again, very special, man. I'm going to let you give me a final thought because I'm almost up against it here. And I know it was a truly special day for you, man. And I can totally appreciate it.
Well, he said it where, you know, back in the day, it was him and Vijay in the gym. And he inspired, and you look at all these golfers, and these guys are cut. I mean, Brooks Koepka, I would not want to meet that guy in the back alley. As nice as he looks, he could take anybody. In fact, Tiger even said, you know, he can't hit it as far as him. But when it comes down to the playing of the game, there is no one more astute, more cerebral than Tiger Woods. It was such a great day. I remember exactly where I was in 1986 when Jack won his. And I was in the recording studio with a really good buddy of mine, Richie Gold, and we watched it while we were making a record. And then I know where I was today. And I will remember these 2 days for the rest of my life, without question. And I am putting Tiger right now. He is my odds-on favorite to do another Tiger Slam. Why not? I mean, the guy builds himself for championship. And I am excited for the summer. Let's go.
Hey, great
I'm
stuff.
Looking forward to it, buddy, man.
Great stuff, Mitch in Santa Monica, bro. That's what I love. Again, man, I love that you're so passionate about sports, so passionate about things that he is really, really in touch with. And he knows a lot about Tiger, as you could tell. But anyways, I know a lot about things, and I heard the music. That means I got to take a pause for the cause. I'm going to do that. I'm going to come back and continue rapping about the sports world right here on the Weekend Recap. I'm Andy Dorf. It is Sports Overnight America.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course, with the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter. The safest, most innovative Sprinter yet. Starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional.
Range point will take a pass. And he gets pressure. Across the ice it comes to JT Miller. Miller, slap shot, save made. Rebound cleared off the far wall. Harrington gives it to Panarin. Across to Atkinson. Shoots. And he scores! And that should put the icing on this take tonight.
Now back to Sports Overnight America, the weekend recap with Andy Dore.
Welcome back, everybody. What a crazy weekend, man. What a crazy weekend. Tiger Woods wins the Masters. NHL playoff hockey's happening. And the Lightning are in big trouble, man. Big trouble. Down 3-0 to the Blue Jackets as they lose 3-1 on Sunday. Penguins in the same boat. Big trouble. Down 3-0 to the Islanders after losing 4-1. The Blues still on top, but they lost to the Jets 3-6, so that is now 2-1 in favor of the Blues. And then the Golden Knights won big, 6-3 over the Sharks, so the Golden Knights lead that series 2-1. NHL playoff hockey is fantastic, people. It's the best. I love the NBA. I love the NFL. I love Major League Baseball, but I really think that the NHL playoffs are truly the best playoff there is. Really, there is. Because you have a number one seed, the team, the Tampa Bay Lightning, that had a zillion points throughout the season, down 3-0 in that series. That doesn't happen in any other sport. I'm telling you, man. It just doesn't happen. Usually, the 8-1 matchup is just completely lopsided, but not necessarily the same in hockey. Let me get you the other series and give you the skinny on what's going on there. Blues and Maple Leafs will be playing on Monday. Series is all knotted up at 1. Capitals and Hurricanes, which, by the way, Capitals, in case you didn't know, that's your defending Stanley Cup champions. They're leading right now 2-0. And you know what? Maybe they're just tournament tough. Like, seriously, maybe they're just tournament tough. Maybe they can just go in there and get right back to the Stanley Cup Finals because they've done it before. We'll see what happens. Game 3 is with the Hurricanes and Capitals on Monday night. Predators and Stars will be going at it. That's also 1-1. So big pivotal Game 3 there. And then the Flames and the Avalanche knotted up at 1 as well. So these series a little bit more tight than the other series that I mentioned to you before. But if you're not into NHL hockey, if you're not into NHL playoff hockey, you might be missing the boat. That's all I'm saying. Because it's really, really fantastic stuff. Let me get you some scores from Major League Baseball. Red Sox do something that they don't do very often this year, at least not yet. They win 4-0 over the Orioles. They'll figure it out, though. I know they will. White Sox beat the Yankees 5-2. They haven't figured it out yet this year either. Tampa Bay, they've started out pretty well. They're 12-4. 8-4, they win over the Blue Jays, who haven't figured it out either. That division's just mind-boggling at this point. Phillies beat the Marlins 3-1. Pirates win 4-3 over the Nationals. Tigers lose to the Twins 6-4. Royals beat the Indians 9-8. Rangers beating the Athletics 8-7. Cardinals over the Reds 9-5. Rockies beat the Giants, and you almost saw a no-hitter there from the Rockies. So the Rockies, let's see if that can kind of turn them around a little bit because they've gotten out of the gates pretty slowly. Dodgers get a victory over the Brewers to pick up one in that series 7-1. The D-backs beat the Padres 8-4. Padres have gotten out of the gates pretty well. We'll see if they can maintain that. Astros 3-2 over the Mariners. Braves 7-3 over the Mets. and then the Cubs and the Angels, it was postponed, in case you didn't know. Snow and rain in the Midwest, man. And you know what? That's that crazy deal where it's that time of the year and the weather there is just insane still. Let me run through the standings, though, as they are right now. Really early. But again, I do think when you get off to a good start and you're not supposed to, you start having confidence and you start believing that you actually do belong. So right now in the American League East, Tampa Bay, 12-4, playing at a clip of 750. You know, maybe the best in all of Major League Baseball, for crying out loud. Yankees behind them, they're under 500. Red Sox behind them, also under 500. Baltimore under 500. And the Blue Jays under 500. One team over 500 in the American League East. The Central is just bad. I'm sorry. It's just not a good division. I think that Cleveland will wind up pulling apart. But right now, it's just kind of like, eh, not really that interested in this division. Mets are on top, 8-4. Cleveland, 8-7. Detroit, 8-7. Sox, White Sox, that is, 5-9. Kansas City Royals, 5-10. Mariners playing pretty well right now. Houston's starting to wake up, too. They've won 9 straight, in case you've blinked your eyes. Like, that happened really quickly. No joke, that happened really quickly. They were under 500, and then bam, winners of 9 straight. So that would mean that they got out of the gates 2-5, and now they're 11-5. 9-1 in their last 10 games. Look out for Houston. Look out for Houston. And the way that Seattle's gotten out of the gates, look out for them to be a wild card team. Angels, 8-7. Oakland Athletics, 10-9. Maybe the best division in all of baseball right here in the American League West. And then the Rangers at 7-7. Every team 500 or better right there. National League East looks like this. Philadelphia Phillies, 9-5. The Mets, 9-6. Atlanta, 9-6. Washington Nationals, 7-7. And then the Marlins, 4-12. Brewers in the Central leading right now by a half a game, 10-6. Cardinals, 9-6. Pittsburgh, 8-6. Cincinnati and the Cubs, both 5-9. So will the Cubs figure things out? Probably. But right now, pitching has been bad. In the National League West, San Diego, like I said, has gotten out of the gates really strong, playing probably better than most people thought at this point, at least. 11-6 on the season. Dodgers, 9-8. Diamondbacks, 7-9. San Francisco, 7-10. And then the Rockies at 4-12. But we'll see if that really nice pitching performance can get them to kind of turn things around a little bit. Sometimes all it takes is one game to make you realize, yo, we're better than this. But it's awfully early in Major League Baseball. Awfully early. And I think that in some of these situations, some of these divisions, things will be a lot different in the middle of May than they are in the middle of April. So I don't get too caught up. I don't get too excited at early results. But I do think that if you're too far behind, those early results are somewhat significant and they do mean something. All right, touched on a lot of things here tonight, people. We've hit the NHL playoffs. We've hit the NBA playoffs. We've hit Major League Baseball. We've hit the Tiger Woods story. Again, anything on your mind, 1-800-878-7529. You can always hit me up on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports, it's Dorf Online. Follow me at both of those. Check out the website, too. You can always hear back shows right there at DorfOnSportsRadio.com. How big is this Tiger Woods story? I think it's probably the biggest story we're going to have all year in sports. I really do. But it's not going to overshadow all the other things that are happening right now. It's the immediate buzz right now, for sure. But the NBA playoffs will have their moment. The NHL playoffs will have their moment. And then when we look at the year in review, we'll remember that Tiger Woods was able to turn the clock back at the Masters and do something there that he hasn't done since 2005. Just an amazing weekend. And I do agree with the caller, Mitch, in Santa Monica. In a lot of ways, Tiger Woods is absolutely transcending. And he made the game of golf cool for little kids to want to go out and play and athletes to want to go out and play. That's what you're seeing more and more of. I mean, the Brooks Koepkas of the world, that guy's built. That guy's tough. That guy's in shape. That guy's an athlete. So what Tiger Woods has done is not only has he come back and won a major championship, he got this ball rolling in a sense. He said it himself, man. Back in the day, it was just him and VJ. That was it. Those are the only guys in the gym working out. Nowadays, everybody's working out in the gym. If you're not working on your fitness and you're a professional athlete, something wrong with you. It's kind of amazing when you think about it that Tiger and VJ were the only guys that actually were doing that back in the day. I've always been a workout freak, man. I'm in my mid-40s. And ever since the day that I can remember, from the time I started playing sports, I was a workout freak. Always spent time in the gym. So to hear Tiger say that he and VJ were the only guys back in the gym back in the day, it's kind of mind-boggling to me. It's amazing that guys were as good as they were without putting in that extra work. Because today, if you don't put in that work, man, you're definitely behind. And you're not going to have the same type of results that the guys that are putting in that work are having. They're bigger, they're stronger, they can hit the ball further, they can shape the ball the way they want to shape the ball. Game has changed, man. Game has totally changed. I know I hear the music behind me one more time. Got to take that final pause for the cause. So we're going to do that. We'll come back and do what we always do, people. I give you my final thoughts, and then we talk about talking to you again next week right here on the Weekend Recap. I'm Andy Dorf. Again, you're hanging out on Sports Overnight America. I'll be right back, everybody.
This is Sports Overnight America.
Being a new parent means every high and low you can imagine. But Evos can make it all easier with a baby monitor you can trust. Go to myevos.com. That's myevoz.com to see how Evos can be the eyes and ears of your nursery. Evos works with your smartphone to provide a live audio and HD video connection to your baby anytime and anywhere. On a date, at work, away on business, even serving your country overseas, Evos helps you never miss a moment. Whether your baby is with a sitter, your partner, a grandparent, or a friend, you'll be right there too. And with unique features like smart alerts that know the difference between a barking dog and your baby crying, extensive sleep tracking data, and state-of-the-art security features for your peace of mind, Evos is the smart baby monitor for connected parents. And enter the code SPORTS at checkout for $20 off. That's myevos.com. MYEVOZ.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
It's the Weekend Recap with Andy Dorf on Sports Overnight America.
Welcome back, everybody, for the final time here on the Weekend Recap in Sports Overnight America. Wow, that's all I can really say. Wow, wow, wow. Just when you thought that you'd seen everything that you could see, especially from Tiger Woods, he dazzled us one more time. Did it at a place that is so special to so many people in so many different ways. At Augusta National, the Masters, place that he hasn't won since 2005. Getting that 15th major championship. Getting that much closer to Jack. Kind of leaves you with a feeling like he maybe can get this done. I mean, looking at the way that he was able to shape and work the ball, you've got to say to yourself, wow, Tiger Woods is still Tiger Woods when he can put it all together. And we haven't seen him put it all together like this in a long, long time. But when he does, he's still the best, man. He's still the best. That's what I have come back to the realization of. Is that when Tiger Woods puts it all back together, there's still that fear. There's still that envy that other people have. Because guys like Molinera, who were in the lead and hadn't had a bogey or one bogey in 54 holes, all of a sudden, when things got tight, and it was just about that time when you have to close the door, well, there was a kink in his armor. And maybe that's because the Tiger was lurking. And people still fear the Tiger when the guy has his game and everything in order. Great to see Tiger Woods on back on top of the sports world, people. Amazing stuff. So when you think that somebody's done something that they can't do, think again, man. You just saw it happen. Tiger Woods did the unthinkable at the Masters. Anyways, for Scott, for my callers, gotta say peace. We'll talk to you next week right here on the Weekend Recap. I'm Andy Dorf, and this was Sports Overnight America.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The massive storm system that killed several people from Texas to Mississippi is now heading east and threatening more tornadoes and destructive high winds along the East Coast. Meteorologist Tom Sader.
It's a thin line that'll be moving through, and then it fires up again late this evening from Washington, D.C. overnight into tomorrow morning for New York. So this system is not over with yet.
The National Weather Service has issued tornado watches for parts of Ohio, Kentucky, Virginia, West Virginia, and North Carolina. The threats include not only tornadoes, but wind gusts up to 70 miles per hour, thunderstorms, and hail up to 2 inches in diameter. In East Texas, 2 children were killed as a pine tree fell on their moving car. And in Mississippi, 3 people died in Monroe County after a tornado swept through there. This is USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year, a month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she sees an abundance of interest for bipartisan legislation on a number of issues. On CBS's 60 Minutes, Pelosi was asked about the president.
I think that there's nobody in the country who knows better that he should not be president of the United States than Donald Trump.
You think he knows it himself?
I think he does, yeah. But I respect the office he holds, and he's not worth the trouble of saying, you're so horrible, we can't work together. No, we need to work together.
Some critics of the president's proposal to send immigrants caught crossing the border illegally to sanctuary cities are calling the move inhumane. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders on ABC's This Week.
Democrats and courts, frankly, keep tying the president's hands and stopping him from being able to do that. We have a massive number of people that are already here. We need to take away some of that burden on all of the communities that are along the border.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
The FBI's annual report says there were 27 active shootings in the United States last year. With more, here's USA Radio's Chris Barnes.
Those 27 incidents led to the deaths of 85 people last year. The numbers down from the 30 active shooters in 2017 that killed 128. Most of the shooters last year were male. 3 were women. The gender of the 4th is unknown. The youngest active shooter was a 13-year-old male student who opened fire at an Indiana middle school. 9 active shooting events took place in business environments, generally open to the public. 7 at business environments closed to the public. 5 happened at schools. California had the most incidents with 4. Florida was next with 3.
At the box office this weekend,
I choose you. Say my name so my powers will become yours.
Still number one for the second week in a row, the movie Shazam, starring Zachary Levi and Mark Strong, coming in at $25 million. At number two, an old story about a grown-up becoming young again. The movie Little brings in $15 million. Hellboy returns once again at number three, grossing $12 million at the box office. The remake of Stephen King's Pet Sematary is at number four at $10 million. And Disney's remake of Dumbo is at number five with $9 million. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited-time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the last hour of your weekend. It is the Sports Overnight America program, 11 p.m. Pacific time on Sunday nights. Jeff Rich, happy to be with you, and what a weekend it was in sports. An historic Palm Sunday for those of you who celebrate. For one, Eldrick, Tom Woods, a.k.a. Tiger Woods. We kind of saw the writing on the wall as we got ready for play on Sunday, and he showed up donned in his red Nike shirt, and he played like the red Nike shirt Sunday Tiger of old. Was, you know, Brooks Koepka, difficult putt on 18, allowed Tiger to bogey the hole, and with that kind of security, that's indeed what he did. Molinari, Koepka, Tony Finau, DeChambeau earlier on in the week, not worthy of taking down the king. And it's a lot more fun to watch Tiger win when it's not expected. You know, for so much of his career up till major number 14 back in 2008, the expectation was that Tiger Woods would win. And if Tiger Woods did not win, it was Tiger Woods losing, not so much the champion winning. Nobody would have felt that way had Tiger not succeeded on the back nine. Everybody got hung up on 12 other than Tiger Woods on Sunday, and it was one of those moments. I think it's all about the sport. I don't think that it quite transcends sports like some major accomplishments do on the field, but big dot deal, Tiger Woods getting his 15th major championship, just three away from Jack, and now that he's got that one for the first time in 11 years, people feel that he can get a couple of more and that he is back. I think that this Masters course sets up well for him, like Torrey Pines, and there are a few others. A few other things to get to in the world of sports. We got playoffs happening all over the NBA and the NHL, and I want to talk about the San Diego Padres, who very nearly swept the Arizona Diamondbacks in four games at Chase Field for the first time in the existence of the Arizona Diamondbacks, come up a little bit short on Sunday. But we're not coming up short this evening at all. Jeff Rich here with you right on through till midnight Pacific. It is Sports Overnight America. You're listening to Dan Patrick Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 211. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, and we'll be right back.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
For years, they said that it could lead to madness. They relegated it to dark rooms and back alleys. They shamed those who grew it. They did a stop and frisk on anyone they thought might have it. But now a completely new era has begun because of it. The new normal is here. This month, millions have witnessed its arrival. Have you? Brought to life in a short film that runs only 2 minutes long, The New Normal seeks to leave behind 80 years of unjust prohibition in favor of a safer, happier world. It reveals a product that once drove good people to the black market as one that today is creating a new global market. In this new era, a plant that was viewed with fear now represents a source of calm and wellness. From this day forward, what inspired the symbol of counterculture is at long last just culture. The new normal has arrived to your city, to your neighborhood, to the inside of your living room. Watch it now. Experience the new normal at MedMen.com.
Well, it's a sight a lot of people thought we'd never see again. But Tiger Woods, with his family watching, walks up 18 at Augusta National on the verge of his fifth green jacket.
Waited for years. Many doubted we'd ever see it, but here it is. The return to glory.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America with Jeff Rich.
All right, everybody. Welcome on back in to this Masters Sunday edition of Sports Overnight America. It's the last hour of your weekend in the Pacific time zone, 11 p.m. We are live on Sunday nights. Jeff Rich here with you. 1-800-878-7529. You want to get that phone call in. Otherwise, get me on the Twitter at Jeff Rich Talks. And I've got a Facebook page. Just search for Jeff Rich Talks there as well. And we are talking about Tiger Woods. We're talking about Tiger Woods in a positive light. And it has been a positive light for him at Augusta in 1997. Really, when he put himself on the map, 2001, 2002, 2005, and here we are again in 2019. That is, that's more green jackets than Jack. That's more green jackets than Arnold Palmer, and he is in a class all by himself. And that didn't require major win number 15. Tiger Woods has changed the game of golf. Tiger Woods has made the game of golf interesting. They love him at Augusta. They love when he's winning anybody that stands to profit from the PGA Tour, of course, appreciates Tiger Woods and this return. You know, once upon a time, we started talking about, you know, has Tiger reached the Jordan on the Wizards point of his career? You know, and I wondered if he reached Jordan trying to play baseball. You know, that point in his golf career for Tiger Woods, and he gets this redemption day. Now, because he is back in the spotlight, you know, his fall from grace must be highlighted. So say some. But his fall from grace was really, it matters that we're personal. You know, a dark side of his life was exposed. You know, it cost him his wife. It cost him his family for a period of time. He didn't, you know, he wasn't physically abusive. Morally questionable. I give you that. But Tiger Woods just went through some personal problems. And, you know, this isn't Ray Rice. This isn't Kareem Hunt. This isn't Greg Hardy. This was just, you know, a guy that probably shouldn't have gotten married in the first place. And, you know, he paid dearly for it. Paid dearly for it. And his body deteriorated whether he was going through the scandal or not. You know, the injuries mounted up because he's been, you know, it's just so many miles. You know, I'd like to get a start date on the rigorous golf career of Jack Nicklaus versus that of Tiger Woods. You know, he's threatened before. You know, he won a tournament last September. You know, it's not like he didn't win for the 80th time like he did 79 times before that. Last September at the Tour Championship, final event of the year. So first major of 2019, there he is. Now, I'm not expecting a Tiger Slam. I'm not expecting a Grand Slam of any type. A second major would be a little bit far-fetched in 2019. We'll see. We'll see how he continues to play golf, though. He came ready to play in this tournament. And, you know, again, it was that 12th hole. It was that 12th hole that just tore these guys apart. Tiger on the day, you know, a 70. And in the final round on 12, he parred out. But some of his counterparts just not so lucky. Brooks Koepka today shoots a 70 overall, which is, you know, which matches Tiger Woods. But when you look at 12, you know, there's a five in round four on the scorecard. You know, that'll definitely eat you up. He had a chance to be at 69 today. And he would have forced Tiger to sink that long putt that, you know, went a little left for Koepka, skipped over the hole, went a little right for Tiger Woods. Basically, same putt, slightly different distance, but not meant to be. Xander Schauffele played a great round. And on 12, he actually parred out in round four. Let's see. You had Tony Finau. Tony Finau looking excellent coming into the day. Shoots a 72, finishes two strokes off the pace. That's good enough for a tie for fifth. Three-way tie for second place. Dustin Johnson, Brooks Koepka, and Xander Schauffele. Tied for fifth, you had Jason Day, you had Finau. You had Molinari, who was the leader going into the day, and there's that double bogey at 12. I mean, it was a make or break hole on Sunday, and the great champion parred out, you know, and gained two strokes on the leaderboard that mattered at that point. It was kind of a cool moment. I'll talk about, you know, what happened afterwards. You know, it was fairly inevitable that. He was going to be down in five, which is all he needed to do to be the Masters champion here in 2019. And he made the gimme, which was his fifth stroke on that hole. So that's a putt that you or I could miss, especially, you know, with the gallery watching. But he raised his club in the air. A lot of comparisons to 97, 22 years between his first and his fifth victory there. family there. You know, life kind of comes full circle, hugging his father, who's no longer with us, in 97, hugging the kids here in 2019. I thought that the low amateur, Victor Hovland from Oklahoma State, I thought that he ate up every second of the moment that he could. 3 under, by the way. 72, 71, 71, 71. And he's talking to Tiger right up to through Jim Nantz, welcoming everybody into Butler Cap. Cool moment in sports. I'd put it up there as far as redemption, right up there with the 04 Sox style that they did it in. The 2016 Cubs, the 1994 New York Rangers. I'm not sure I get as excited about the White Sox and the Giants getting off the schneid. I mean, Boston was a big deal. Chicago was a big deal. LeBron winning in Cleveland was a big deal. The Rangers, the Rangers, the Blackhawks get off their long droughts. LeBron going back to Cleveland. It was kind of like Tiger's entire career was playing on that super team, super team of one. And then, this latest win a lot like the redemption story of LeBron returning to Cleveland after, kind of upsetting folks on the way out. People were upset with Tiger Woods for a long time. It didn't feel like that on this particular Sunday, this Palm Sunday. Couldn't happen on Easter. Because then you'd have some symmetry with the U.S. Open Championships being on Father's Day. But this was good enough. And I do recall, I believe it was a 2006 Masters being on Easter Sunday. And if memory serves properly, that was Phil Mickelson winning a major for the first time after having that chip on his shoulder. Tiger getting back to and winning a major. Now we're talking about the tally. We're not talking about the accomplishment, but we're talking about the tally going forward. With a lot of great young golfers on the tour. Can he stay at the top of his game, and can he be intimidating? I don't know what to think of the Tiger factor as far as the mental game when these guys were struggling on the back nine on Sunday. But it's like they got to experience a little bit of what they probably grew up watching golf as youngsters, which I would assume that a lot of the young pros were doing watching Tiger Woods. And how about Charlie? He's never seen his old man win a major. Younger than 11 years old, he's got a different perspective on his father as a golfer. Great day for Tiger Woods. Great day for the game of golf. When we come back, we got a lot of playoffs to talk about in the NHL and on the hardwood. My name is Jeff Rich. This is Sports Overnight America on Dan Patrick Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 211. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
This is Sports Overnight America.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. That's 800-957-6063.
Pedro Fernandez here. You might know me as the host of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, but this time I'm here to talk about that four-letter word everybody dreads, pain. If you have back pain or knee pain like I do, hey, you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. I'm talking about if Medicare is your primary medical insurance, guess what? you can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. Anything to help me with the pain, hey, it makes it more manageable, gets my attention, folks. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for your back, ankle, knee, or shoulder, guess what? Give the Health Alert Hotline a call, toll-free, 1-800-428-1570, 1-800-428-1570. You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge, 1-800-428-1570, the Health Alert Hotline, 1-800-428-1570.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Shovel for Al Horford, draws the moves and odds, but Joseph right on him. Horford goes to Kyrie against Sabonis. Gets the hand down, quick three, got it.
Ooh, man, that's nasty. And he turned over and spoke to somebody.
George has a straightaway three by Paul on line. It's a string! A Thunder money ball, 1 point game, 93-92 with 2:40 to play.
Up the near wall, plays it to the blue line. Johnson across, one-time shot, save made by Bobrovsky again. The Blue Jackets left the stick. They clear it to the neutral zone. And I got 2 words for you. Game over.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America with Jeff Rich.
Oh, that is awesome.
It is awesome. Welcome back to Sports Overnight America, the last hour of your weekend. 1-800-878-7529. That the number to call, 1-800-878-7529. Get the Facebook page, get me on Twitter at Jeff Rich Talks. And I am an Ohio native, but I won't make any claims to have ever been supportive of the Columbus Blue Jackets, the organization in the National Hockey League that has yet to advance in the playoffs. Here they find themselves in an unlikely scenario, being just one win away, having four opportunities to get it done, and taking on the prohibitive favorite to win the Stanley Cup. Not just to win this series, not to win the conference. We're not talking about the best between 1-8 or the best of the 8. We're talking about the best of the 16, and really when it comes down to it, the best of the 31 teams in the National Hockey League just checks all the boxes. But there's just something about men named John Cooper trying to win big games in Columbus. Just didn't happen when the Buckeye football program had a coach by the same name, John Cooper. It was great for everything but the big games. And that might be the regular season glory of the 18-19 Tampa Bay Lightning. I mean, they're going to make history. They're going to make history either way. They're going to be a one that falls to an eight, which isn't that irregular in the National Hockey League. Los Angeles Kings won the Stanley Cup in 2012 as an eight seed. And, of course, you know, the whole eight versus one thing is a little blurred. I guess that still remains true. It's those 2-3 games in the conference, you know, where you're not, you know, where the conference or the division champion doesn't just get one of the wild card teams. You have to play a team in your own division for regional purposes. Just to get you caught up on where we're at in the NHL, the Islanders and the Blue Jackets, both up 3 games apiece on Pittsburgh and Tampa Bay, you know, two perennial Eastern Conference contenders. Boston and Toronto all tied up at one. The Capitals looking to make short work of their series. They're up 2-0, and that one doesn't look like it's going to present it. You know, it's going to present many surprises. I would fully expect the Washington Capitals to win that series in probably 5 games. Over in the West, a little more competitive. Golden Knights, they take down San Jose. St. Louis drops one to Winnipeg, but both of those teams are up 2-1. And then we go to Dallas and we go to Colorado with the Predators and Stars tied at 1 and with Calgary and Colorado tied up at 1 game apiece. Over in the NBA, Boston. All right, so I got a little bit of a grievance here. You know, I talk about uniforms a lot. It's just a thing with me. You're gonna have to deal with it. Boston has these traditional, sharp-looking, simple uniforms. No fancy font, just these white jerseys. They say Celtics. They have the player's number, player's name and number on the back. You know, little logo on the shorts. Probably an advertiser up there on the left sleeve of the tank top. And that is the jersey that they should wear when they play on the parquet floor. Almost no exceptions, especially in the playoffs. But, you know, now I'm watching them come out in these black atrocities. They've got these giant green stripes down the side. And to be fair, they're not the Miami Marlins dark jerseys where you can't make out the numbers. But they have these great white uniforms that they need to be wearing, especially in the first game of the playoffs. Indiana is just at least one Victor Oladipo short of being competitive against this team. It's a 4-5 matchup, but looks very much to be in Boston's favor. Kyrie Irving playing in the postseason for the Celtics for the first time. That wasn't really much of a game. Orlando, on the other hand, I've cooled on Toronto a lot. I don't know that I've got them getting out of the East. I think that Milwaukee is just too good. Milwaukee, obviously, too good for the Detroit Pistons this year. But Orlando surprises Toronto. And Brooklyn, I would say they shocked Philadelphia. Major changes will be made in Philadelphia if they don't get past Brooklyn in the first round. Milwaukee, no problem with Detroit. Golden State, up a game on the Clippers. Houston, Utah just not in that game, just having problems trying to generate offense in game one. Hey, and Jennifer, he was trying. CJ McCollum said, "I'm trying, Jennifer," that he could talk after he wins a playoff game. And here he is. A winner in a playoff game. Oklahoma City down 1-0. Paul George a little shaky from outside. You just think that, you know, sometimes you tell a guy to play his game and sometimes you got to make adjustments. And then the Spurs surprise the Denver Nuggets. So, looking at both sets of these playoffs, it was expected that Tampa Bay and Golden State would be on top. Golden State has done nothing to alleviate concern. To raise concern. On the other hand, Tampa has done absolutely nothing to alleviate it. So it's a tale of two bays right now in the postseason, in the Stanley Cup playoffs and in the NBA playoffs. Big surprises, obviously, Columbus. John Tortorella, great goaltending is obviously a big part of the formula, but putting the puck in the net, getting out two early leads, forcing Tampa to do what they're not used to doing and playing from behind. Columbus is going to win that series, or you're going to have a team come back down from a 3-0 deficit. Either way, intriguing result. That series is going to yield an intriguing result. Boston and Toronto, I watched game one. I could tell that Boston was a better hockey team than they played in the first game. On the other hand, Washington and the Canes doesn't feel like much of a matchup, but I would have said the same after watching one game of Calgary and Colorado. Colorado bounced back. I didn't get to see the game two in that series, so I can't tell you what Colorado did, but I can assume that they came out and they did what they did the last 2 weeks of the regular season. And if they can keep that up, they can push this the series to seven games. And I don't think that Calgary is that overwhelming of a favorite that they're going to come away. My colleague picked Colorado to win this series. I'm not sure that I'm prepared to do that, but I may change my tune if this game goes, if this series does go six or seven games. Nashville and Dallas, that feels like two very evenly matched teams, as does the St. Louis-Winnipeg series. You know, we'll see what happens the rest of the way there. Vegas a leg up, obviously. In the NBA, you know, we're way too early to tell. All I can really tell is that I believe that Milwaukee's the best team in the East, but all I can tell you after watching Saturday and Sunday in the NBA playoffs, Sunday in the case of the Milwaukee Bucks, is that Milwaukee is much, much better than Detroit. Toronto doesn't look like they're much better than Orlando. Denver doesn't even look like they belong on the same floor with the San Antonio Spurs. Golden State and Houston's what we are waiting for. It may not play out like that. San Antonio might be, you know, gum up the works there. But, I mean, you're looking at Golden State, and then you're probably looking at Milwaukee. But Milwaukee and Boston in round two, not the Eastern Conference Finals like I would think that it should be, but Milwaukee and Boston in round two sets up for some intrigue. And then, you know, what if Brooklyn and Orlando end up in the bottom half of that bracket? It could be a really underwhelming conference finals over there. But long way to go before we get to round three. We have barely scratched the surface in round one of these NBA playoffs and these Stanley Cup playoffs. Washington could repeat. Golden State is expected to repeat. Can Boston make their first NBA Finals? That team out of the East, that's the big storyline, unless somebody can knock off Golden State over there from getting to their fifth consecutive NBA Finals. My name is Jeff Rich. This is Sports Overnight America. Got a lot of baseball to talk about with you. I got down to the ballpark on Saturday night, so I want to talk a little San Diego Padres with you. They are in first place in the National League West. My name is Jeff Rich. This is Sports Overnight America on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, and we'll be right back.
Jones will bring it out. Skates up to his own blue line. They hand to Pierre-Luc Dubois. Dish it left side. Alexander Texier stops on the boards. Throws it back to the left point. Seth Jones across right side. Bjorkstrand shoots! And he scores! Aiden shoots. Lillard slot right. Dancing. Steps back, fires a tough 21-foot jumper. No good. Westbrook rebounds. 5 seconds. Crossing the timeline with three. Splits defenders on the run. Floats it up. No good. But he's... Oh, they call him for another offensive foul. Are you kidding me? Oh, my
goodness. You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Taming the Briar Patch. Mowing the lawn, trimming the Yeti, whatever you call it, it's about time we talked about manscaping. Guys, you manscape, right? You know, keep things trimmed and fresh below the waist. 9 out of 10 women of all ages prefer their guy manscaped. But you gotta have the right tools for the jewels, or you'll look like you used a machete. Pop over to manscaped.com and check out their perfect package. No, not that perfect package. I'm talking about the Manscaped Perfect Package 2.0 that was a smash hit on Shark Tank. It features the lawnmower, a precision trimmer engineered for below-the-waist grooming. Its skin-safe technology means no more accidental nicks and burns. Check out the lawnmower and the amazing grooming and hygiene products that come with your perfect package. What's that saying? Oh, yeah. Trim the shrubs and the tree stands taller. Get 20% off plus free shipping today. Visit manscaped.com and use promo code USA. Again, use promo code USA at manscaped.com. That's manscaped.com.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Trade Pros. Ferguson is committed to making business with us the easiest part of your day. Ferguson.com is designed to help run your business from the office to the job site by making your day-to-day activities easier with 24/7 account access, unmatched online inventory, and on-the-go account management. And with our Pro Plus customer loyalty program, you can earn points with every online purchase, redeemable for merchandise, event tickets, trips, and more. Sign up today at Ferguson.com.
On 3-2, he went to end the game. Schwarber gets kicked out after the game ends. He is livid with Gabe Morales. Slams his helmet down. That's as upset as we've ever seen him. And the Angels barely hang on.
Now back to Sports Overnight America with Jeff Rich.
Welcome back, everyone. It's just continuous bad times for the Chicago Cubs. They dropped one in interleague play to the Angels at Wrigley on Saturday. And, you know, it's always crazy when you see the umpires just make that gesture. Because it's only an empty gesture to throw a player out of a game that is already concluded. But that's what happened to Kyle Schwarber. And, you didn't get the video on that. This pitch bounced basically between his right foot and his left foot inside of the plate. He took the bat off of his shoulder ever so slightly. Did not do anything that I would consider as an effort, an offering at the pitch. Because I think a lot of us out there get it mistaken, whether it's crossing the plate, breaking your wrist. It is, in the umpire's opinion, and in this case, the appeal umpire's opinion at third base for a left-handed batter like Kyle Schwarber, to determine whether the batter offered at the pitch or not. And that applies on bunts as well. And in the case of Kyle Schwarber, my personal view, having seen the replay 16 or 17 times, because Schwarber flipped out. Schwarber flipped out. It was a hold-me-back instance, but Madden gets tossed after the game as well. And this was just indicative of everything that's happened with the Chicago Cubs this season. 5-9 overall, 2-7 on the road. All of their games have been against teams that are over 500. Of course, when you're getting your teeth kicked in, of course those teams are going to win more games because you're losing them all. Every game they played has been against a 500 team or better. Three run differential between scored and against, but not in the right types of games. So Cubs, four games under 500 through 14 games this season. The Brewers, last year's champions on top of that division. The Phillies over in the National League East at 9-5, barely fending off Atlanta and the Mets. Everybody but Miami still very much in the thick of things in the National League East. Over in the Central, Pittsburgh, St. Louis, and Milwaukee. That's about what we expected. I would flip-flop the Cubs and Pittsburgh as far as expectations going into the season. And San Diego added a lot of pieces. They've been pretty solid through their first 17 games, 11-6 on the year. Machado, Tatis, Hosmer, that's a pretty good infield that they've got there. If they could get any semblance of starting pitching, they might be hanging around with the Dodgers there at the end. When you dig deeper, they're not outscoring their opponents by a ton, but they're figuring out a way to win games. Dodgers just one game over 500 at 9-8, right behind them. Arizona, San Francisco hanging in there. Colorado, rough start. Colorado, really rough start. Here in early April, it's been cold in Colorado. They've been getting snow up there. They are 0-5 at Coors Field this season, and winners of just two of their last 10 games. Not a lot of huge winning or losing streaks in the National League. Over in the American League, a former National League team, winners of 9 straight now. And they needed it. They absolutely needed to put together a nice little run, because you take away this 9-game before this 9-game winning streak, they were 2-5. They're right there behind Seattle, who got the advantage of playing a lot earlier. So they played. I mean, they've played 18 games. Who has played not very many games? 14 games for the Cubs. Oh, what are we looking at? 15 games for the Indians in Detroit. Just 12 games for the Minnesota Twins. So the Minnesota Twins have played fewer games than the Seattle Mariners have been able to win this season. You know, the truly dreadful teams are Miami, the Cubs, Cincinnati, and Colorado. Kansas City at 5-10, but they were on a 10-game losing streak, and then Cleveland was the cure for all that ailed them. They chased 1-2 starters from, I'm touting this staff as the best in baseball. Corey Kluber, Carlos Carrasco, Trevor Bauer, Mike Clevenger, who's now on the 60-day injured list, Shane Bieber. They got a good effort from Jeffrey Rodriguez on Saturday, but they still lose the game 3-0 because they just don't have much offense going there. They brought up Carlos Gonzalez. It's been a while since Carlos Gonzalez has been, the cargo that everybody got excited about there in Denver. But started the season in AAA, got to spring training a little bit late. Jason Kipnis is expected to join the team in Seattle. Brad Miller was let go, designated for assignment, basically fired, even though he is far from the problem in Cleveland. The problem is that he can't play shortstop, and they're going to wait for Francisco Lindor to return and see what capacity they have Lindor back in. Lindor is going to go to Louisville. He's going to play some games with the AAA Columbus affiliate for the Indians, and we'll see where he's at. Corey Kluber, it looks like Carlos Carrasco could be hurt. So the Indians just have problems oozing from just about every angle. And a division that they're expected to run away with, they're having a hard time beating the Chicago White Sox, the Kansas City Royals. Let's see what happens when they play the Minnesota Twins. They're going to catch Seattle at the right time. Seattle's slipping a little bit, losers of 3 straight, but that'll happen when you host the Houston Astros when they're hot. Oakland back up over 500. What else we got? I told you I went to the ball game on Saturday. It wasn't supposed to be. This was an alternate timeline for the Riches to head to downtown Phoenix on a promotional night. And true story. I get the tickets free. The guy who gives you the ticket says, hey, can you send me one of the Archie Bradley bobble gnomes? Like, yeah, that's gonna be a popular item. I should probably get down to the ballpark early, 5:10 first pitch on Sundays. And wife wants to be at home for a little bit longer on Sunday, so we ordered the damn thing on eBay. $25. We'll have it by Tuesday or Wednesday. Thursday. That'll be perfect. That's perfect insurance. And lo and behold, we take our time getting down to the ball game. Walk into the ballpark about 4:15 for 5:10 first pitch, and they're still handing out bobbleheads. I didn't know what the scene would look like. I didn't understand the process, because I get there at 10 to 5, 5 o'clock on Saturday, and they're out of t-shirts, or they're out of they're out of whatever promotional items, mini bats, whatever have you. So lo and behold, I've actually got this thing, and we're carrying 4 bobbleheads out of the ballpark on Saturday night. And we got a 5th one coming via eBay on Thursday, which tells you one thing: those things are going to be freaking worthless we're not going to be able to sell that back for the price of shipping on it. But they had some fun with it. They put the orange tinted glasses on him. Gave him the big beard, and they made him fat. They made him fat. The players, we're watching on opening day. They were talking about this thing, and not Bradley, but one of the other relief pitchers, I think it was, said, "I just love that they made him fat." As for the Arizona Diamondbacks over there in the National League, noticeable absence of Paul Goldschmidt, noticeable absence of A.J. Pollock. I mean, they've got Adam Jones as a nice little spark in that lineup. David Peralta when he's on. I mean, Escobar was an all-star at some point. They've got the pieces to get it done from time to time. And hell, when Zach Greinke's in the lineup, that's an extra bat. You got bats 1 through 9. And he likes supporting his own cause. Been pretty impressed with that. Been a little upset about the Indians' lack of offense. And now, it seems like the pressure on the pitching staff has mounted up that they might be pressing. I don't know that that's what leads to injury, and I'm not sure that it's all injury with the Indian staff. I mean, the weather warms up in the Midwest and in the North, and things can even out. I'm still at the point where I'm still waiting for things to even out. I'm waiting for Pittsburgh to fall back a little bit. I'm waiting for the Cubs to elevate a little bit. I'm waiting for Colorado to elevate a little bit. I'm waiting for Washington to elevate a little bit. And then, of course, Boston and the Yankees. They're not going to be under 500 for long. And that's probably the bright side. When you think about being a fan of the Indians, is that the Yankees are 6-9. The Red Sox are 6-10. The Indians are 8-7. It's not time to jump off a bridge in Cleveland by any stretch of the imagination. You're going to be just fine, Cleveland. That baseball team of yours is going to be just fine. It might be frustrating. A little competition doesn't hurt anybody. It was 3-0 Cleveland, and then I heard that Kansas City was calling back in the game, and I just said, hey, not every game's going to be a shutout here. You're not going to win every game 2-0. You're going to have to try to win a game 9-8. They were on the losing end of 9-8 on Sunday. Nice effort. Kind of fell apart for them pretty quickly. They fell down 6-3. Eventually got it all knotted up at 8 apiece. Ran themselves out of the big inning. One of the young players, I should say, and Gregory Allen. But they'll be okay, or they won't, and they'll pay for not being competitive in a, I don't know if it's a bull or a bear market, but in a market where you could have acquired, where you could have done better than Hanley, than a washed up Hanley Ramirez and a reclamation project in Carlos Gonzalez. So those reclamation projects tend to work out pretty well for Terry Francona with the Indians. What else you got in Major League? Oh, Chris Davis got a hit. You got the Chris Davis in Oakland that's just crushing it, and then you've got the Chris Davis in Baltimore that was just missing it, but I believe he had a 3-hit day on Saturday. Germán Márquez was throwing a no-hitter against the Giants. Evan Longoria, by way of his 1,600th hit in the seventh inning, breaks up the no-hitter. And we see a lot of these games go into the sixth or seventh inning, and we pay attention. We take them seriously, and then they get broken up. Don't get too broken up in Orange County. Mike Trout removed from the lineup last time we spoke on Thursday. He is going to be back in the lineup for the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim come Monday, and they could certainly use his help looking up in that division at Houston and at Seattle. But 8-7 thus far, if they can continue to play well at home, everybody out west has played well at home. And Houston's went really out west, but 6-0 at Minute Maid Park. Angels 6-1 at Angel Stadium. Seattle would just as soon hit the road, but they're going to host the Cleveland Indians starting on Monday. And make sure you pay your taxes. It's April 15th. My name is Jeff Rich. This is Sports Overnight America on Dan Patrick Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 211, and the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Don't go anywhere. We've got one final segment to wrap out the hour right after this.
This one's out toward center, chasing Trout back. Onto the track he goes, leaps up, and he got it. MVP's doing MVP things tonight. Christian Yelich, it's an outstanding play. Mike Trout, the same.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Being a new parent means every high and low you can imagine. But Evos can make it all easier with a baby monitor you can trust. Go to myevos.com, that's myevoz.com, to see how Evos can be the eyes and ears of your nursery. Evos works with your smartphone to provide a live audio and HD video connection to your baby anytime and anywhere. On a date, at work, away on business, even serving your country overseas, Evos helps you never miss a moment. Whether your baby is with a sitter, your partner, a grandparent, or a friend, you'll be right there too. And with unique features like smart alerts that know the difference between a barking dog and your baby crying, extensive sleep tracking data, and state-of-the-art security features for your peace of mind, Evos is the smart baby monitor for connected parents. And enter the code SPORTS at checkout for $20 off. That's myevos.com. M-Y-E-V-O-Z.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
You wouldn't believe it if I told you this was the biggest loss of my whole career. Really? Great for you guys. So what if a bookie gets hit hard? Big joke. Big joke. Never occurs to you that I got a wife and kids like other people. Well, there goes the 2 weeks at camp I promised the kids this summer. What are you going to do with all that loot?
Get an operation so I can play my violin again.
This is Sports Overnight America with your host, Jeff Rich.
I'm Tiger Woods. I'm Tiger Woods. Whee!
All right, everybody. Welcome back. Once again, congratulations to Tiger Woods on his fifth Masters Championship. His 15th overall major, and just three away from the Golden Bear, and it's feeling like it's possible. It felt like it was impossible. It went from feeling inevitable to impossible, and I think we're back to it just being within the realm of possibility. Tiger is a lot more fun to watch when you don't know that he's going to win. He's a lot more fun to watch win when it doesn't feel like the writing was on the wall from day one for him to be a winner. And congratulations to whoever whoever had 85 grand to throw on a Tiger winning the Masters bet, he's owed $1.4 million. But me feels like when you got 85 to wager, winning a million probably isn't that big a deal. Win some, lose some. And as for Russell Wilson, does he want to go to the New York Giants? We'll get into all that. Be sure to listen to me 10 to midnight, Monday through Thursday, on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. That's going to do it for this edition of Sports Overnight America. You've been listening to Dan Patrick Radio, Sirius XM Channel 211. Now stay tuned for more sports coming your way next hour on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.